Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 116 for Monday, October 26th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished lower Monday, following losses in the U.S. soy complex and feeling the weight of the Canadian currency. Canola was anywhere from $7 to $9.50 lower, with the nearby November contract down $9.50 at $466 per ton. The January contract came in at $474.50 per ton. The Canadian dollar was stronger relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive to foreign buyers. Losses in the vegetable oil market also pressured prices. The most active January contract plunged through its key support level of $482 per ton early on in the session. Many analysts feel there is more canola out there than previously forecast, which undermined the market. However, a bounce could be coming now that off-the-combine sales are underway. Steady demand, especially from China, limited the losses somewhat. Crushing activity has also been reasonably steady. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were down 10 to 11 cents, with the January contract down 11 at $8.84 per bushel. Soybeans were pushed lower by the advancing U.S. harvest, which is now about 85 to 90% complete, and improving weather forecasts in South America. However, some new orders for soybeans pointed towards export demand. Brazil's planting of soybeans is at 20%, well behind the average pace of 30%. Corn was 3 cents higher. The December contract came in at $3.83 a bushel. Prices received some support from gains in the wheat market. The corn harvest in the U.S. is roughly 3/4 finished. U.S. farmers are hanging on to a lot of corn, though, in search of a better price. Wheat was up 15 to 17 cents with the December contract in Chicago at $5.08 per bushel. Prices surged today on a report that shows hedge fund managers are growing very bearish on the state of wheat prices. A large short position was felt in the market this morning, which investors moved on. As well, dry weather in the Black Sea region could threaten yields in Russia and Ukraine. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, October 26th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.